Terrible to dream it.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you with us on a Tuesday for our edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Glad that you've joined us. We will be giving you readings, of course. Have some hopefully insightful and supportive conversation to share. And of course, a few little giggles along the way as we bring to you what we hope will be an entertaining and informational show. As we always start, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for these readings. Yeah, it's what you heard in the introduction.
That'd be great.
Is that what I said?
No, you just said yeah or something like that. Yeah.
All right, let's bottom line this. I have been back to the dental specialist. That I have our, I don't know what you'd call them.
Call them what they are, Invisaligns.
They're not. No, they're not. This is composite.
But I think it's the company that makes it, isn't it? No, maybe
it
not.
Got sent off to a lab in California.
Right, well, she's got whatever.
Well, they're bigger than my normal teeth. They're supposed to be. He is going to make all of my teeth bigger. He said, I will have a longer face. And I've just got to trust this guy and be putty in his hands because this is, we are going on now the third year that we've been dealing
but
with this stuff.
Remember, it's your jaw's fault.
Yeah, he said, I have a jaw that's like titanium. It is so strong, it actually bit right through. He had made me a really special night guard. And I brought it to him today, and I said, it's cracked. And he was like, damn. Yeah, he said, I have the worst jaw he's ever seen. So I guess that's some kind of claim to fame.
Yay.
So when he goes around the world, I can see it looking on the show. I can see it. They're too white, and they're too, look at that. I feel like Ross. If any of you saw Ross on Friends, he whitened his teeth. And they even glowed in the black light. Well, anyway, that's why I'm kind of weird tonight. Is that I've had this work done, and
so that's why you're weird. You heard it here first.
So yes, bear with me. I'm very lispy.
She's got to relearn to talk with the new setup.
Yeah, and then after this is going to come the return trip to implants. Oh yes.
Probably be like a year from now, I bet.
It's going to be some time. I just hope. And I laughed at him today saying this. I said, I hope I live long enough to enjoy, you know, the final process of all of this. Because, oh, my God.
None of us know. None of us know how much time we have left.
And, you know, earlier, after I paid him all those thousands and stuff, I would go in there and throw a tantrum. You just can't help it when somebody has, like, messed with you. I want to use the F word. So long. You know, but now I'm realizing just lean into it and let it be what it's going to be. So there you have it.
If you did nothing, they were going to all fall out.
Okay, Rachel anyway. Says, can you say sexy, smooth, smoky, silly?
Not yet, she can't.
She probably means really fast.
Right, and you didn't.
Sexy, smooth, smoky, silly.
No, you didn't. You list the whole
I
way
did,
through. Yeah. It's just going to take you a while. Just life. Life is like that.
Your
mouth shall relearn the new configurations.
It could be something way worse.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be worse.
Or I could have to learn to shuffle with my feet. And they probably do that, some of them that have lost their arms. I know they paint, they feed themselves.
I noticed that like the people that were born very young without them, they can do anything with their legs. Because they've been doing that since they were babies.
And imagine how the rest of us would cry like babies.
Right. And they're like, that's all they knew at them. I was like, yeah. As long as I can remember, that's what I did. All right. Are you done with your shtick?
I'm done with my little pity part.
Are you done with everything now?
Okay. So, ordinary playing cards.
Not.
Not tarot. Not oracle cards. Not any of the, you know, all sorts of systems that are out there. Okay, so we're going to focus just on playing card readings. And yes, I can teach all of you this. The only requirement is for you to want to learn. That's the only requirement. Okay, because we all have a natural intuitive sense. We just have to learn to expand it, use it. That kind of thing. On to you there, Jimbo.
We're dogs. All right. We want to remind everybody the show is for informational, educational purposes only. Disclaimers. Everybody has to have disclaimers nowadays. You got to have a disclaimer to do anything. But that is what it is. Another reminder, but this is the other end of the spectrum, a good reminder. Hey, if you're international, being a caller, Facebook person, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we see you. And we got to start from scratch here because everybody came in international. We got Helen from the UK. Sophia is in Sweden. Suzanne's in Scotland. She's in the UK also. And I think that nails everybody right now, so to speak. All right. But if somebody comes rolling in, just let us know. We'll work it in the middle of the reading or part of breaks and stuff. We want to give you those international shout-outs.
Hey, Rachel, I think, mentioned that we look like we're twinning tonight.
I guess, you know what,
in a sense,
our Facebook camera, yeah, I mean, our shirts do look like it could be like a male-female version if you weren't here to see them, right?
Yes.
All right.
So, this is going to be bad enough for me to get used to, and he's going to start making fun of me. Don't do that.
Actually, I wasn't. I really wasn't. I just decided I really had nothing to do with you that time. Yes. Because you don't do that. That's not a list. That's like a more of a thing. But anyway, let's give it back to that. 515-602-9676, primary call-in show. That's the number you got to call in. You want to get a reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. You're in the queue. That happens. You hear the show. Everything's perfectly normal. I checked. We're good. If you hear nothing, something failed, it's a computer, cell phone world we live in. Hang up. Call right back. It's all good. It happens. Trust me, it happens.
Diane gave herself a shout-out, Jim. I like it.
I gave her one.
Yeah, but she says a shout-out for Suzanne from Scotland.
Anyway, I guess she wanted to double up on the one I gave her. Okay?
I like it.
Okay. All right, well then, yes. Yeah, and you are free to give yourself a shout-out if you so desire. It's free time. For now, I want to say it's a free world, but not for everybody, I guess. Anyway, Facebookers, all right, we will try to make our swing over to you folks, all right, that cannot call in on phone because you're not gazillionaires with international calling plans. But we can't tell you how many times we'll do that. We can't tell you when we'll do that. You just got to have faith and, you know.
Oh, come on. That's exactly what I said when I came out of the office.
Except they're extra white is the problem.
They are too white, okay?
They haven't been broken in yet. They haven't looked like human teeth yet. They will. They will do their thing. Yes.
So that's...
So drink enough coffee and stuff like that, and they'll start looking more like you know, like they should. She looks like, you know what? She looks like one of, like, are you, like, our, we have, like, a, not, she doesn't look like that, but like, our year-and-a-half-old dog. Teeth are like pearls, you know how puppies are. Even when they, like, for the first 2-3 years, they have pearlish. They look like fake. They're so beautiful. That's all it looks like.
That's all.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you look at Jenny's teeth. They're like spotless. It's like, holy crap. It's like they're polished like she's a Hollywood or something. That's the way puppy teeth are.
Yeah. Like I feel like Ross from Friends.
Okay, well, I never saw that episode. So, but anyway, I did see, what other one did I see that was like that?
I can't believe
Alan did it. Oh, no. Was it Alan that did that one time on 2 and a Half Men?
I'm amazed you remember who Mr. Ed was. That was a black and white cartoon. Do you remember
the
song?
It wasn't a cartoon. It was a black and white show.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was his friend Wilbur?
Isn't that the man?
The man friend, yeah. The man was Wilbur, right? Mr. Ed was the horse. And
did you watch it?
It was, you know, what was the other one? Francis, the talking mule. I watched that one a lot more. Remember Francis, the talking mule? So you know, when she starts, this is why I don't like Facebook. I'm just, yeah, I do. Hey, Deb, do you remember Francis the Talking? Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah. Who was Francis? I never watched those movies.
Those I like, those movies.
I never watched them. I was busy with Ma and Pa Kettle.
Well, it all came on the same exact show that afternoon. It was the same thing where it showed the Ma and Pa Kettle. Same exact channel showed all that stuff.
I was just trying to figure out the oyster joke. What noise?
It's another enunciation test, Deb.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
A noise. Oh, yeah,
yes.
I see.
It's another enunciation stress test. All right.
I'm going to have to start drinking during these shows.
I'm going to start doing shots here if I don't get to finish a damn thought here. Okay? Facebookers. I don't know why you jumped in. We're going to try to turn to you folks. And we don't know when, where, why, who, what. But you got to wait. Can't start bringing us up till we're ready. It's going to be, you're going to have to do Messenger, because if you have Facebook, you have Messenger. Don't be pulling no bullshit. I can't do that, as you can. And it would be to Deborah Lee. And you can do audio or video. That is your choice. If you do either way, nobody's going to see your video. Only we would see it. Okay. Sometimes audio works the best if there's any internet transmission bandwidth problems. It's a lot less data flow and it can be smoother. But sometimes the video works great. I mean, Louise, a couple times she did it. The video was working great, even though she's in the UK. So you just don't know. Now your call. You're calling that, but only when we officially make that announcement into the Facebook room. And for everybody, there's the harps. The harps, they say now. That it means the angels are coming, which means your reading with Deborah has to end so they can come and give you an angel card. That's a really nice way of saying, goddamn reading's over. Okay, I'm sorry, but it is. It's got to end. It's free. We got peoples lined up. Peoples. Lots of peoples, you know. And since we weren't on last night, the flavor of the angel card will do this tonight. We have the big dog, the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle cards. These are the good dogs. We didn't get to use them last night since we were not here.
You know what it
sounds
like?
So we shall do them tonight.
Archangel
Michael Sword of Light.
It sounds like sorta. Sort of light. Like S-O-R-T.
Okay.
Space.
Sure.
O-F.
You could look at that way if somebody...
S-O-R-T-A. Sorta.
Right. Yeah, you could. Okay. Thank you for that grammatical observation there. Thank you. That was helpful. Everybody good now? All right. I hope she does shots after the show because she really needs them. She's acting like she's already doing it. You might as well do them now.
All right. We'll get serious. Go ahead. Are you done?
I don't think you're done.
Go ahead.
I don't know. You're just, she's all over the place. Maybe the dentist slipped or something. I don't know. She was back there today. Maybe she was back there doing shots with a guy or something. I don't know.
He slipped me something.
Yeah, I don't think that guy's going to slip you a lot.
It's pretty cute, though.
Oh, I wish you could bring a picture of him because I would laugh at all the women that they would agree.
You don't think any guy is attractive.
I don't because I like vaginas. But I'm just saying, I can see why people pick like the usuals. Costner when he was young, Affleck. I could see that. This guy, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think he's got beautiful. You know what he's got?
What has he got, Deb?
Robert Redford, that blondish kind
of. Oh, hell no. It's got a lot of gray. He's got gray and black in his hair.
He's got really kissable looking lips. He's smart. He's funny.
You know what?
He's well built. He's got an ass, ladies, you could just bite.
You're not well built.
What would you know?
Well, let's see. I spent bazillions of years in the gym before I got broken and had became this fat tub of shit. But before that, I was in shape and working out and been in the gym a lot. And that guy is not well-built. Well, he's got a body by, I wouldn't say Budweiser. I don't think he's a drinker. He's got a body.
He's trim.
He ain't that trim. But why are we even talking about this stupid bastard?
Tomorrow, or when we do our show, it'll probably be tomorrow. Wearing my other. Still have the other thing. Oh, no, we're not doing a show tomorrow. It'll be the next day. But I'm wearing.
Likely. I'm just say likely. You should
I'm
never
going
commit.
Back to the other thing during the show.
What other thing?
The thing I had. The
That's
device.
Dumb. That's dumb.
No, he kept it.
That's dumb to switch. You need to suck it up and let your mouth. You got to train your mouth. If you keep doing that, you'll never. You got to train your mouth and suck it up. Even the other thing, the first time you ever got that, you did the exact same thing for a long time on the shows. The flipper.
The flipper, yeah.
You did. You talked the exact same way, and then your mouth adjusted. Just suck it up, dude. You can. Go ahead.
They are too white.
It's not going to stay that way.
Okay, well, let's...
Look, what do you got right there? What is in that cup?
Coffee.
Yeah, that's going to work against that right off the bat. And just life and other stuff, yeah. All right, well, since everybody on hold probably has fallen asleep or committed suicide by now, let's see. Who should we take? Who's our first caller?
You know.
Aha. 703. That's in Virginia. 703, welcome.
Come on in there, Andrea.
Sometimes it is.
Hi, it's Andrea. How are you?
The time it is.
Good. How are you?
Oh,
sounds
I'm
like
hanging in there.
And
I know. I need to drink some water.
Or beer.
What's happening with you?
Well, nothing's really changed. The office is still kind of, I guess it's just getting worse. But, yes, so, I don't know, the lady had a little huddle meeting to call somebody out in the meeting instead of taking her individually, you know, somewhere on the side and saying something to her. She had to, like, say something to her in front of everybody and embarrass her. I'm like, who the hell does that?
Huh, that's really something.
I know.
You know what they say in the military? You do that with attaboys, but when it comes to, ah, shit, you got to take them in the back. You know, it's bad for morale. So, oh, did you get to hear
it? She's mad because she got a promotion and going to another office is going to leave her literally, you know, not be able to run her office because the two people that check patients out are leaving. One's leaving Friday and one's leaving in like 3 weeks. So you have nobody.
So what's going to happen? Don't they have to fill that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, good luck trying to fill that because she's not a very nice person.
Oh, is this that lady? That one?
This is the office in Manassas, the new office. Yeah, she's not very nice either. So I'm like, okay, whatever. My problem.
Is light starting to tell you something about your career choices as far as the past? And now, I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
What would you like me to look at?
Fantasy.
Do you see me? Do you see that the background check coming back positive anytime soon?
Well, tell me, how many offenses do you have in your background?
None.
I think she probably reworded it. She just wanted to know when it would come back. I don't think she fears that it won't come back positive. I think she just wants to know how long it's going to take.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I just come back. Yeah, I did it on Friday, but I guess they do more in-depth background check, I guess because it's a car dealership. So they verify the information that you give them is correct. Like whatever jobs you say you did, they're going to go back and check and make sure it's accurate.
Wow.
So it's not lying.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's a car dealership. How many people do they come in there that are talkers?
Are they doing a credit check on you, too?
I don't know. I would probably guess so.
It would be on their own dime. She didn't have to pay for
that. This is ironic how you can't get some jobs because you have low credit rating.
Those are jobs that typically involve trust.
But you need a job in order to elevate your credit rating.
I know. Well, my credit's great anyway, so I'm not worried. My credit's 850. I'm not worried about that anyway.
Oh, are you ever lucky? We are actually really good Americans.
If you
we have debt.
I have some debt, but my credit is still excellent.
International shout out to Laura in London, another UKer. Welcome, Laura. And I mean, the credit thing comes in as far as it's depending on what your job is. If you're out there digging in the ditch, they don't give a shit about your credit rating. But if you're handling money or working at a place where you could be tempted because you're financially not so stable to help yourself out, that's why they do that. Anyway, go ahead.
Your credit report.
What?
I mean, your whatever it was called.
Background check.
Credit, the background check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should come back, and it should be soon, but I have a feeling there's a bit of a glitch here. So give it a few extra days for that.
Well, and you know, it depends on what agency they use, how busy they are. It's one of those million factor things that Deb talks about sometimes. It's really hard to nail that time down, right?
And haven't you noticed?
When I did the background check for the job now, it came back like the next day or the same day or next day. This one is a little more intense because I have to go back and, I guess, physically check your W-2s with what you say and all that other stuff. So they said it could take 3-4 days. So it should come back Wednesday. So,
yep, it does. I mean, some of them, when it's actual national security stuff, they'll send people out to go talk to the people you put as references. So.
And I don't know, this takes kind of an aggressive personality, but a lot of times what I have read from professional people that do interviews professionally, those that are in the business, they say call every few days and check on it to keep you in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you don't want to call like twice a day or something like that. But
like
every few days, let them know, like, she really wants to work here. That's cool.
Well, we did say it would take 3-4 days anyway, and I did on Friday, so today's only Tuesday. So I should come back tomorrow or Thursday, I believe. So, but you don't see anything bad coming back.
Yeah, if you don't hear anything by Friday, that could be a good time to give them a call.
Yeah, okay, call.
Status
okay.
of your...
But nothing bad in it, though, right?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And you would know more than anybody else, any agency, any person, anything. You would know if there was a chance it would come back negative. Only you would know that. Well, they would know eventually, but you would know before they went and did it. So that's cool. And
no,
you
not like
it.
Anything like, because if I say that, you know, if I think one job, I think I got, you know, I got like not really fired, but it was kind of a firing. But I didn't say I did. I just said I got like contract ended. So, but they don't. I don't think they're gonna check that.
All right. Mm-mm. Well, that's good. All right, here we go. This is since we weren't here yesterday. This is the Archangel Michael sword. So I'll say it so Deb doesn't think I'm saying sort of the sword of light.
Sword.
The sword of light. All right.
Mm.
Take control of your thoughts. It's the subject. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire.
Yeah,
wow,
there you
go.
I think that's great.
Perfect.
Great. Yes.
Awesome.
All right, well, Andrea, just keep soldiering on.
I'll let you know when it comes back. Okay, sounds good.
All right, hon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
She's on mute.
As we were talking, I was going to ask everybody, it came to my mind, have any of you seen the Tom Hanks movie called The Circle? That movie is our future, where everybody's going to basically lose their sense of or right to privacy. There's a lot of good things attached to this, but there's a lot of bad things. So if any of you seen that movie, it's playing on HBO this month, or you can probably find it somewhere else. It's from 2017. I believe that's when it was made.
That's a long time ago compared to, the COVID.
We saw a trailer of it some time ago. We used to go to a lot of movies.
meetings, what's the difference?
Well, I used to block out time. on my schedule and say I was going to a meeting, but it was really a movie. And you got to see it. It's so well done. Well, Tom Hanks doesn't really make shit movies, you know. And
not for a long time. Even his old slapstick stuff, I liked him. He didn't get awards at all.
No, but it's
fun stuff.
Really
Joe versus the Volcano and stuff like that. I liked them.
How they are constructing, they call it the circle. And it's all these people that are involved in helping to get others on board with, it's called True You, where everything about you is in this computer program. And they want everybody to be forced to vote, like for elected officials and things like that, through this portal. And I mean, the ramifications are pretty big. So if you get a chance, check out The Circle, Tom Hanks.
International shout out to Laura, and I never saw a second of it, so she's speaking for herself.
But it's really interesting.
Oh, I trust her. She's never really liked the movie that I dislike.
When you go
not counting chick flicks.
When you go transparent and you wear this little camera, the only time you're not being, you know what I mean?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Live streaming with the world
is
when you're using the bathroom. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Now we shall move on to the next caller. And that caller is area code 423, Tennessee. 423 always a nice rhyme, too.
Well, hello there.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show. And this is...
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, there's Damien.
It is Damien. I don't like to predict because I suck at that.
Hello, hello. Hello.
All right, what you got cooking? What's up?
All right, so y'all were onto something with last week's reading about the firm reaching out to me. So here's what happened. They are filing a non-suit with the court to dismiss the case. Well, I got the thing in the mail yesterday. So I called them earlier today and was like, okay, why are we non-suiting? Why are we not going forward with anything? And this is the only answer I got. Come to find out, this investment firm that bought the property with the foreclosure sale ended up selling it to a private individual. And come to find out, this private individual who bought it is a woman. So I guess now we're back to square one with everything. So for tonight's reading, you had foretold that there's a woman that's going to be coming into this situation to, I guess, help everything along. Let's just see if that woman is the property owner or if she's someone else who may or may not have anything to do with this.
I have a question before I actually lay out the cards. Will she be able to see damages for being sold a house that doesn't really belong to her?
Well, I got to thinking about that because, like, you'd also talked about that they had interviewed some woman about something and something was being wrapped up. I wonder if when they found out, oh, the investment firm and Equity Trustees LLC of Virginia is not the owners of the property, but it got sold to this woman. I wonder if they deposed the woman who owns it now, and then that's getting a whole other ball rolling. So it's a lot of things that this could possibly go in.
Yeah. So will you be bringing a lawsuit against somebody else?
Well, that's what I'm trying to just figure out is, like, okay, if they're non-suiting, they filed a non-suit, but it's not been granted by a judge yet. So maybe it may not even be non-suit. It might go to court. It's like now we're just kind of back in legal limbo, and it could really go anywhere. It's kind of like go a few steps forward, but like so many steps back and always get right back to square one.
Well, now, this, of course, is my, we're going to call this my personal opinion, is that I think that they stepped out of this because the house does belong to you. And they don't need to be a part of this because the, what do you call that? The responsibility, I guess you could say, doesn't lie with them, who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, oh, this is going to go badly for the owner of the house.
But it's such a mess.
Yeah.
Because there's title companies that get involved, and there's title insurance. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into the sales.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's – well, I guess he already knows it's a huge mess. That's why he's still not come through this, but yeah.
I think in the end, though, it's going to boomerang in your favor, but you may not be living in it till, or having it till you're collecting Social Security. I'm saying that facetiously, of course.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, like, yep, yep, he knows.
Yeah, but, you know, this is getting really interesting as far as the, you know, the legalities being so tangled up, you know. I think it's going to get figured out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So who exactly is the woman? Is it her or is it someone else?
Or is it not clear yet?
It's kind of not clear because she isn't really figuring here.
Okay.
The woman is a major part of this outcome?
Well,
the
documents are the biggest part of this. That
it always has been. It's just people have a hard time putting their hands on.
Yeah. Are you going to need another lawyer? I mean, how do you go about this from here?
Well, that's a very good question. I reached out to a title company to see what they would possibly do is they said, well, we'll just document this stuff, but there's not really a whole lot we can do because that's when we found out that, oh, it got sold to her, but yet it still did not fix any of the underlying issues. That's how I was like wondering, is like, okay, is now she getting involved and realizing, oh, maybe I bought something I shouldn't have actually bought. And now she's about to get the shit into the stick
for
all of this.
Well, here's the other thing, though. She might just take the path of least resistance here.
It's a poopy
here.
World. This is a poopy, poopy
the
thing.
The world is full of houses. And she might say to whomever, give me my money back. You can have this house
if
back.
If it's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. She may want to just get out of
but
it.
But a lot of times, and like Deb said, we can't even think about pretending we know legal stuff. A lot of times when people are going through all these processes, as long as they went faithfully and did all the diligence and title research they did, they might not get screwed.
You know what, though? Look at what...
I'm just saying.
Look at what's happening with...
It's weird.
Squatters who are taking over people's houses when they aren't even there. They've been showcasing one in the news of a couple that went to Colorado for like 3 months. When they came back, some people were living in their house, and they can't get them removed. It's crazy.
But
yeah.
Are the cards also indicating that whoever this woman is she still going to be reaching out or contacting me within the foreseeable future?
I'm not seeing her here right now. So right now,
so she stepped back.
Yeah, well.
Or she's not a big part of the puzzle right at this second, right?
Well, like, if I found out that this house that I've owned for since 2005 actually belonged to somebody else, I would want damages and my money back.
Unless,
yes.
Well, but like I said, we don't know about the laws.
Yeah.
A lot of times they say if there was a lot of title searches that were done in good faith and there's title insurance, and there's a certain amount of time where nobody came forward. I mean, there's a lot of factors that we can't talk shit about.
Yeah, but Damien's been coming forward for what, 3 years now, Damien? How long have we been talking?
Collectively, we're now in this about six and a half years.
I'm just throwing shit out there.
Yeah, and
basically, it started the day my dad died.
No Legal Eagles. What was that? That was a show or a movie?
What?
Legal Eagles.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, I never saw it, but
I guess the last most important question is just in general, are the cards still showing that things are still, I guess, more or less moving along as they're supposed to, that this was still just part of the plan to get things moving along in some way?
Somebody did a bad thing by selling this house when they knew that you were already trying to regain possession of it.
If they did it intentionally.
Yeah, well, four clubs is right here. That is not a
good I just don't know. I'm just like saying, I'm like, the whole law world, and it all depends on where the frick you live. That makes it really hard.
Yeah.
What locality you live in, what other, does the locality laws kick in? Is it a state law? I mean, which one is the county?
Yeah. Well, thing, and that's all I can tell you right now. And
yeah.
The thing is, the cards are in flux because there's so many variables.
There's a thousand
right
million
now.
Billion
yeah.
variables out there.
Yeah.
So, all right. The subject of your Archangel Michael card is trust in divine purpose. This experience has divine meaning. Healing will come. Know that you are on a path of growth.
There you go. Growth can mean knowledge.
So getting dragged through all this glass
mm-hmm.
and stress and all this crap,
yeah.
somehow maybe it's going to make you like almost like a superhero after all this crap.
Yeah.
Jesus God. That's been, he said 6 years now. Jesus.
Well, I always felt that house was coming back to you. Well, take care, hon.
Yeah.
And Jim, we've got a bit of a situation here.
What?
Virgil has brought it to our attention. He says, have us Manchester, England folks been banned from getting shout outs? He never did.
I don't know
one.
What the hell he's talking about. You mentioned his name. I thought you gave him a shout out.
No, I was saying, please don't say I look like Mr. Ed.
I assumed he gave him a shout out when you said, hey, Virgil, but you talked to him. You physically talked to him. I thought you gave him a shout out.
I think he'd really like this. We could do it together.
International shout. Fucking shout out. To Virgil. I thought you thought he had one. I'll throw the F in there to make it extra special. Yeah.
Virgil from New Jersey.
When you throw your cities out there, you're in another continent. That doesn't really mean to me. You could say, like, I'm from John Jacob Jingleheimer, Smithville. I've never been to frickin' Manchester. It doesn't mean anything. Just say you're from frickin' UK.
You would
or
look
whatever.
It up. Don't you doubt it for a minute.
I'm not saying I don't doubt it. Just saying don't automatically assume. I mean, it's okay with these folks as we've known them for a long time. But
yeah.
some people don't automatically assume when they throw a city out there, we know what country that's from. If you're fairly new or new, you might want to start
yeah.
from the top and work your way down.
The rest of us know he's from Manchester.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we all know that. I'm just saying for yeah. other folks that may come in later, say, I'm from blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't know what blah, blah, blah is. It could be in Australia. It could be Antarctica. I don't give a shit. All right, Deb. She's busy typing.
Yeah, because somebody just came in and said hello, and I realized I forgot to get back to her.
You know, when they're in Facebook, you could just talk. Since they're here in the room, you could just say, hi. You don't have to go. That's why it's like, what are you freaking doing? You know? I don't get it, Deb. I type because you're talking and giving the reading. If you weren't, I'd just say, hey.
I'm showing off that I type 93 words a minute.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get in the typing rate for her. I'm not bad for a guy, but damn. All right, I opened up the door now. We're taking Facebook questions. First one to Messenger Deborah Lee. Audio video, it's your call. Don't type your question in. We can't do those. We're starting to start to do stats, and Rachel is even talking. We're going to come up with a time thing here eventually on an average question thing.
Oh, yeah. Now there's...
She's been waiting. She was asking. She was first.
She was.
Laura from London.
Well, hello there, Miss Laura.
All right,
Laura.
Facebook folks, we have one reading, do not messenger. We
hey.
Have Laura.
Hello. Hi, how are you? You okay?
Well,
pump up the volume.
Yeah,
pump up the volume.
I'm
pump
okay.
up the volume.
I got this yeah. new thing today.
Yay,
a thing.
Yeah, well, Virgil said I resemble Mr. Ed the horse.
Wilbur.
Mr. Ed the horse, you look fantastic. They look lovely. It's just that adjustment period, isn't it? You're not
yeah.
used to. They look lovely.
No, they're going to make all of my teeth longer.
You haven't even had it for 6
bigger.
Hours. Not
yeah.
even 6 hours yet.
Because
officially installed.
I have the world's worst jaw, I guess.
Well.
I break everything they put in my mouth.
Ah!
Oh, my friend did that. He got his teeth done in Turkey.
Really?
And, while his gums heal, so he gets his proper veneers or whatever they are in, his implants, they're breaking. You do a fab job, and your articulation is fantastic. Don't worry.
You're going to call me?
Yes, Jim.
Okay, I would like to say that if a woman broke every single thing that was in her mouth, she would never have boyfriends after a certain point. All right, back to the reading.
you know what? I felt that one coming.
No, you knew that. As soon as you, it's one of those things at our age, when you say it, you're like, let's see if anybody caught it. We do it at work all the time. I'll say things like, I wonder if anybody, and usually somebody catches it when they're, you know, yeah. All right, Deb, rock and roll.
Okay, Laura, what would you like to know?
Yes, this is your time.
What's coming up for me in career and love, if anything, is my question.
How's your work going?
Good. It feels as if it's got a building momentum and things are happening, really. I'm very happy, you know.
Excuse me, I'm happy to hear that.
Well, everybody's happy.
Because when I come over, we're going to collaborate.
Cool. I'm well up for that.
And Sophia, who you may have seen on our shows.
She's here.
She's here tonight. Wanting me to come to Sweden, and we're going to do something there.
I was thinking of hitting Australia, the moon, Mars, maybe take a flight to Jupiter while we're at it.
Why do you find them?
Taking your rebel cards.
Yeah.
No, I was. That's Friday. No rebel cards today yet. But
you know what? That's a financial issue right now.
That's all I'm talking about.
And the trouble is, I have a very sweet interest rate. And if I refinance, which I could do, they're gonna let me have it.
You might as well just check yourself into an insane asylum.
Why? Because it's never gonna.
You shouldn't do that. That's the dumbest thing you could possibly do.
Well, when you feel driven and you have a calling that is compelling you, folks over there in England, Sweden, wherever y'all are, Australia, maybe you don't know who J.C. Penney was. You ever heard of the stores?
Oh, yeah, and then let's find out where it ends, too. Go ahead, talk about J.C. Penney and see where he is now.
He started that chain on $25.
Sears started doing nothing.
And they thought they were all crazy.
Same with Sears.
Mm-hmm.
They did what? They were, like, doing online catalogs back in, the old days when they were the first ones doing catalog sales, remember?
That's right.
That's Sears' department store you're speaking about, is it?
Yeah, Sears Robot Company. Sears Robot Company. They were doing the old school. I mean, it was like they didn't have really nice color pictures in their catalogs. It was so old.
Yeah, and people then would use the catalogs later for something else. You don't know about that?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Well, before everybody had indoor plumbing, they would use them for
toilet paper.
Yeah,
I guess the pages were thin, and if you were poor, I could see that being the first choice. I could see that. I could see that actually.
They probably didn't use the bra and panty ones though, because those were provocative.
You're not talking about when Sears and Roebuck first came out. They didn't have all those pictures.
That's true.
It was just regular black and white print paper, like in the 40s, 30s, whatever the hell they came out.
Yeah, Sears came out to compete with JCPenney.
I didn't know. I thought there was other. Actually, you know what? I've never heard a thing about JCPenney. I've only heard about Sears' story. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I can't remember what JC.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. Well, then what is Sears and Roebuck? What is the Roebuck?
We don't know.
Interesting. The inquiry minds want to know. But all that Laura cares about is her reading.
Everybody's having strange cards. What did we have?
Get over it, Deb. You're fine.
We had the last eclipse. Things are all shook up.
I'm all shook up.
Elvis.
Yep.
And for you.
Catherine's not here.
You got a really big jump that you're going to take ahead of you.
Oh, wow.
It's like one day, and here's what I see. One day you're going to wake up and get up and you're going to face yourself in the mirror and it's going to occur to you. It is time to take some risks, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's where success is really going to lie.
Yep. That's the scariest thing for people, the risk reward. It's almost like the balance here.
And that's where I'm at, too.
The teeter-totter, risk-reward, one on one end, one on the other. Yep.
How did things go with Mr. Ireland?
Mr. Ireland, you know what happened? towards it. He came over and he was just waiting for somebody. It was quite clear that he didn't want to invest with me at all. So it was quite underpointed, so it was kind of spring zone, and that was it. That was as you predicted.
You said something that bothered him, and it has made him feel jealous or resentful. There's so many different words that go with the of hearts.
Yeah.
And I think this guy, did you try making moves on him?
Yeah.
Okay, and you got shot down or what?
Yeah.
Oh, he was like one of those pill gunners on him. Shot down. I hate it when he gets shot down like that. Me and the guys used to do that in the Navy a lot
did
of
you?
Times. Yeah, I went to the bar. What happened to that chick? She just shot me right down. Those bolts hit me all the way into the water. They followed me right into the water.
He rejected me. I didn't reject it.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. That's getting shot down. Yes, that is getting shot down.
He's fighting his feelings for you. You know, a lot of times these guys, and maybe women, but I've never heard of any, that act like they are some kind of wild animal that doesn't want to be domesticated.
Yeah.
I think it's Darwin.
That what? Some are not going to be family men?
You got to go back to like when the species was... Every species, they want babies everywhere to make sure it survives. And sometimes it still survives in some people, the men. They just want to populate the world.
I did get anything of that intuitively, and I just hit the back of my head. I was like, no, Laura. He said he's not interested, he doesn't want a date, and so therefore, I took that as
he's
rebelling because
he's done.
Because, and no man would act like this if he didn't feel drawn, like with a magnet.
Yep.
And you are drawing him, and he's digging in his feet like, no. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want domestication.
Some people don't, and there's women that don't.
You should think of him as being the one who's missing out.
Our first.
Losing.
Uh-huh.
Our first jackpot.
Are you going to say it has some kind of feelings for
me? But he is going to... Your feelings are there, and he wants to go 180 out the other direction.
Yeah.
But he still wants to come see you, and maybe he wants friends with benefits.
Brown cow.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't always suit the other, you know, the woman involved.
Sometimes it does, but sometimes it does not.
So there is another man here in your cards who is feeling just terrible about you. Have you heard from your brother?
No.
I think it might be him. He's hiding it. It's like, I'll be teaching you all how when cards of feeling, like this is the guy. Here's these cards, but look where he's facing. So he's like guarding those feelings behind him, all right, where he's not expressing them. He's not showing it, but he's feeling guilty.
Really?
Yeah, so I think that's your brother.
International shout out to Farida in the United Kingdom.
Okay, your career, like I said, you're going to move in a bit of a new direction, but it's going to be perfect for you. So you might be in the same catch-22 I'm in. I want to do so much more than I have going, but there's the financial end of it. You have to make money to spend money, and you know, it's like this hamster wheel we're stuck on.
Oh, the wheel of life.
Yeah. But then the world has its risk takers.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you a risk taker?
Yeah, definitely today. I mean, not crazy, but yeah, risk taking in business,
Go ahead. I'm
telling you about my brother as well.
It's not, I get the feeling it's a family connection for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, everybody, I'm shooting for a week from Sunday. We thought we would do it. Your Sundays are bad for you.
Yeah, but I can touch up.
But it will be recorded.
And we can't pick. There's no way.
Something for everybody.
I've done. But the biggest thing is that fantasy football draft stuff I do. You will, and that's only with 14 people. You will never, ever, ever, ever find it. If you let them decide, you'll never. You have to say, here's what it's going to be. I'll give you 2-3 days. If you can't do that, you can't work around it, then you do the recording. You got to figure something out because you can't satisfy everybody. Physically impossible.
And I worry about the people, like for you guys who are, it's, you know, the wee hours of the morning for you. I'd rather hold it like in an afternoon where it's still evening for you, but it's not 2 o'clock in the morning.
Even people that can be right down the street from us could be working different shifts.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, you know.
And this thing can be taught with just, instructions.
Learned the basics without talking to a human.
You did. You had the material.
Never spoke once to her. Just learned it on my own. But then you can, it's like I can learn how to play golf, but it doesn't mean I want to go out there and compete with anybody until you do it like 1,000 times and get good at it.
True.
Some people pick it up right away, like golf, and some people, you got to work at it. But you can get there if you really want to, with anything. You can get there if you want to.
The only drawback or obstacle that is going to be for all of you is I've learned my lesson. I will not be reading the cards for you. I'll lead you and guide you.
Yeah, those were some fun. Yeah. I'm laughing because I was with her on some of those past schools.
It was terrible. They would start filing in. A lot of them were from medical jobs, but they just worked during the day. And they would come in saying, well, I didn't even look at it this week, but you can read cards for me. And I thought, no, that's not how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I gave them all at the time they had paid. I said, I will give you all refunds for classes over. Yeah.
All right. Archangel Michael's sword of light. The oracle card says, subject is let it go. This situation no longer serves you. Allow me to sever your energetic connections to the past so you can embrace the future.
I wonder, what do you think that means?
Well, we don't know anything about her past.
Let it go.
That's up to her.
So, Mr. Ireland?
I don't know. It sounds very recent. I don't know. Was this, how long has this guy been in her life?
Long time.
I've known him for 3 years.
No, okay, it could be that. Okay, I thought it was more recent. Yeah. All right. Well, that's
a no-no. So,
your card, not
thank
ours.
Thank you so much for reading for me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for staying up. And she was quick to the draw and got here first.
Sometimes in messaging, Virgil had said to me that men from some country are all a bunch of putzes, and I don't think he said Ireland, but I can't remember. What other country is around up there? He said they're a bunch of jockey jocks.
Right. That's what we should do, is we should go to a place where there's a lot of countries and get opinions of people on the guys in the other countries, because there would be no prejudice, whatever, mind you. None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Yeah, but we love Canadians and Mexicans. There are
Let us go. We don't need to go down that road. We do not need to go down that road.
Bye-bye.
Let Laura go.
All right.
Let her go.
Bye-bye. Well, Mexico might be a little...
Don't touch that.
Extreme.
Yeah, I don't... No, let that go.
Okay.
We go. We go to...
Yeah. Oh.
520 out in Arizona. It's got to be Elisa.
It's got to be.
Elisa.
Where are you?
Are you there? You've been holding for an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, is she asleep, man?
Lisa!
Sleep at the wheel.
Maybe she got disconnected. Or maybe there's a problem. Let me call Houston. Do a quick call to make sure that the... Sometimes things happen in the blog talk.
Oh.
I'll put her back on mute just for a second. Everybody's got our Facebookers here, the blog talk listeners. I just want to make... Hang on.
Come on.
They don't touch that.
Too bad you can't call her back.
See, what?
Call her back.
Right, we're good. Comms are good on our end. She might have went to mute. Ah.
Lisa.
Yeah, she's on mute.
Oh.
So
then how can she answer us?
She can't because I put her on mute while I did that. That's all. Again.
Really?
And she'll hear the word unmuted now. Lisa, are you back from wherever you were?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
All right. What does the red mean?
It means that I put her microphone on live. All right, so let's go. Let's take the back. We'll go back. We shall go back. We'll do so. All right. Got to keep on, keep on, and because that's what people do. That's what people in life do. Let's see. We're going to the next one, Bev. You ready?
She might be on the phone with her man.
Could be a million different things happening right here. All right.
Where are we going?
We'll go back after this call. Right now we're going to 773. It's in the Chicago area.
Hello there.
773.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? It has been too long.
Oh, my God. It's Chicago. It's Miss Chicago.
Who is this?
This is Jen.
It is.
Oh, ma'am. Yes.
So what happened?
I'm sorry. We get calls from your area.
We did. Well, I mean, it is a giant area.
Well, it's getting smaller, it seems, these days.
Interesting.
Really?
Interesting. Probably because people are getting scared of the stuff going on, I guess.
Something. So,
yeah.
A
little something.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Get a question.
At least you don't live in San Diego. It's like 8 heads in a duffel bag out there.
Oh, it's crazy,
you know?
Isn't it?
Yes, very. Yeah. So, Nan, what brings you to the show this fine evening?
Well, I'm just wondering, is there some weird energy going on at work?
What do you feel?
Mm. Obviously, she believes there is.
There's a lot of changes going on, it seems. And then there's a lot of, like, I may be wrong and maybe I'm overthinking things, but it seems like there's a lot of strategy, kind of mind game things.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of things.
And I don't know where it's going.
It sounds like a lot of hush-hush things in the works is what it sounds like.
Yeah, what
it does.
What does the water cooler say?
Yeah, is there any kind of scuttlebutt, any kind of rumor control central out there, reliable?
No, it's like that's all dried up. That's why I'm asking.
God, I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate when
that
happens.
Yeah, the water cooler dries up and then there's nothing to play with.
I hate that. And then sometimes there are some rumors out there, but you can tell they're like, that's a jackpot.
It seems like the really crazy ones end up.
Nah, you know the difference if you work in a place where you know, there are real rumors and poop rumors. Rumors, people just trying to. What do they call them? Stirring the pot.
I don't know. Sometimes people take everything seriously.
Yes, they do.
That's
there is something in the wind there.
Ooh.
Okay. First, I got to ask you about the place you work. Is it part of a, like, conglomerate or a corporate structure? What's the deal? Is it homegrown?
It's kind of like a little homegrown.
Really?
It's a smaller place, yeah.
Okay. Well, they're throwing around some ideas about moving the business. And that's what
really?
I'm on, yeah. And how to do it while still being nice to everybody. You know, are you kind of a mom and pop place or is this? Okay, well, they may be selling into something.
Okay.
And it's, you know, the owners?
Yeah.
The man is going through something, okay, that I do not feel they want to have shared with everybody. They don't want everybody to know. But it could definitely be health related.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're trying to make a good decision based on future health issues that are going to come along. Now, if he'd have had a stroke, something like that, or, you know,
yeah,
like aneurysm, you'd know it because,
yeah,
you know, yeah. So it's something not like that, but it's something, and that's why they're considering, they know they're going to take a lot of heat from the workers if they sell and the business relocates elsewhere. What it looks like to me, and so you shouldn't get too concerned about this, is
okay,
that it's still just conversation. I don't see that
okay,
any big move or anything has been made. Okay, but you guys won't be happy if it does go through. Because I think it do feel like they're either going to get absorbed by some other company or they're going to just be relocated and owned by somebody else. So,
okay. Wow.
Yeah. So the end of the fiscal year, if you guys follow it, isn't till when, October?
If it's a government fiscal year, it's October.
Yeah.
Or 90%.
December.
Most of them,
yeah,
most of them, it's September 30th fiscal year, which
okay,
is odd. But not everybody. Not everybody follows that. Some people go
okay
by the calendar. Some companies go by the calendar year.
Yeah, it's true. But I don't see it happening in the near future. I feel that it would be way into 2024
okay,
and possibly into 2025. So it's not.
Oh, that feels good.
Imminent. Yeah. So go ahead there, Jim.
All right. Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael Card says, be a light to others. You have a powerful message to share. Shine your light on the world so that others can learn from you.
Aww. I like it.
I like it like that. Well, awesome. We appreciate you holding for 1,000 years. Thank you
yeah
so much. And you have a good night.
Well,
and you know where to find us. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Oh, yeah.
I hope you have a book.
Yep. Thank you. I put her on mute. I'm sorry.
Thank you,
she's
honey
still here listening to us.
Yeah,
that's
please.
Cool. I did
not
hang
hesitate
up.
Don't hesitate. Call the cat.
Yeah, we're going to try one more time.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
I've been trying to get in. I called you before the show started. I'm sorry. I had a workout that was scheduled for, I just got done with it, and I thought, oh, my God, I hope I don't lose my place with them. Thank
you, know
you for picking me.
You hung on. You did the wise thing.
Yeah, you did.
You did the wise thing. You just, you went to mute or whatever, and it worked out. So here we are.
Yeah.
Ah!
What's going on?
Okay.
Bring it on.
All right. This is What's Cooking Not, N-O-T.
Okay.
You know, Deb, I've been telling you, he bought a crock pot, and he is also doing a lot of volunteer work. And now, yesterday, because I used to make our food in the crock pot, we would have dinners together. The understanding was he would work around the place, and then in exchange, I would
yeah
make dinner and we would share
yeah
it. And so when
yeah
he bought the crock pot, I said, we're not going to have any more shared meals.
Mm.
And then I also said recently, I said, when you do something for me, like repair something, how do I pay you back? And he said, oh, I'll think of something. But then we
but
spent all day
open
yesterday together. We went out of town. He asked me the day before, when are we going to do that? You wanted to do that. And I said, okay, so it turned out yesterday we had a fabulous time laughing, giggling, yakking it up, getting stuff done, came back. And then I said, well, when are we going to go to that other place out of town? He said, we'll do it tomorrow, meaning today. So we were out in the yard today, this morning, drinking coffee and laughing. And I said, okay, are we still going to that other place today? He said, no, I have to do my walk, I have to do this. And he went walking by himself. Now, we always walk together. And so I said, what is going on? I even asked him today, I said, are you trying to separate away from me? I said, what's going on here?
Oh.
I asked him about the crosswalk. You're going on your walks. I said, I'm ready to go on the walk with you. We always walk together. And so, Deb, what do the cards say?
The cards, Deb.
Yes, well.
Stay off the keyboard.
I am fine now. You gotta leave me alone, Jim. I am free and over 21.
You are, but if you're on,
and you know,
Facebook, Jeff, Facebook,
you keep
talk to
saying,
them about
he keeps, Jeff, Jeff, he keeps saying, I love you, and I said, wait a minute, we've talked about this before, this is getting a bit much. I said, I thought we weren't going to say that, and then said it again today, and then he was joking with me, and I was in, you know, the laundry room later, and he came out, and he heard me there, and he came out, and he's in my way, and I was in a little bit of a sour mood because I was disappointed. Well, the other day I told him rain check because I was upset with him, and I told him that, and he said, well, I just took a rain check on you. And I said, you know, but you hurt my feelings. I said, so what's going on here? And he's happy as a lark. I don't know. What? Tell me, Deb, what's going on in the cards?
When does he smoke his weed?
God knows. I think it's morning, noon, and night, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
That could have a lot to do with
weed,
his tranquil
typically,
frame of mind.
Typically, weed smokers are any waking second if they can afford it.
Yeah, and they really get dependent on it. I can't believe they say there's no dependency.
Yeah, that's
I think there is.
Well, that's the illusion.
Yeah.
Greatest shit ever. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, first of all,
you're smoking something unfiltered. Just putting this up here. So how good is that?
Yeah, and I have a son that I'm telling you, you'd think Grandpa Kettle was in the bathroom clearing his throat in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what kind of crap is coming up from his throat. God.
Throat. You need a throat, remember, a little
Yeah,
dice.
Andrew Dice Clay.
I think I missed it. International shout out to Kirsty. Sorry, very delayed.
Yes.
From the UK. Go ahead.
Anyway, for you, Lisa, I think he is using a lot of the time, and it's really keeping like his temper in check. And when he's not using, I think that is when things, you know, he turns into like a rageaholic. And I don't know if there's a rebound effect from weed. I don't know enough about weed.
They haven't studied it like they have cigarettes and alcohol. There's been hundreds of billions of dollars over like four decades in the
for alcohol.
Studies on alcohol.
You know, yes.
In tobacco.
You know, yesterday.
They haven't poured in that like 30
yeah,
years of research into it.
Right, exactly. So, Lisa.
Yesterday, we spent a whole day together and we had a barrel of laughs and, you know, we were eating out and we did our projects and we were having so much fun. And when he got out of the car, he said, I love you. And I said, I didn't think we were going to say it anymore between us. And then I said, when are we going to the other town? And he said, tomorrow, we'll go tomorrow. But he didn't, I don't think he did not smoke pot when he was with me yesterday.
One thing.
Well, you wouldn't know.
The good stuff now smells like skunk.
It all does. There's like, even the shitty stuff does.
Just driving down the road, you can smell it as people pass you in their car.
It's not like the stuff back in the
south. Yep. Do you see the cars? Does he say in the cars why he's... I asked him, are you trying to separate yourself from me? What's going on?
You
got to
keep
all
right. Yeah, they're starting to reveal some things. First of all, you know, sometimes we women, when we have a lot of emotions, especially ones that are very sensitive, and we either cry a lot or we're hurt a lot, it seems to irritate men after a while. Okay. And we have...
No.
Sarcasm man is here. It does. After a while...
We were out this morning at coffee in the backyard. And we were laughing and joking and carrying on and talking about this or that or that or this and making future plans. And then that's when I said, oh, what about the out-of-tone stuff? And then he, you know, he just said, I said, well, wait a minute. You said we were, I said, you've never done that before. And he said, well, I guess I spoke out of turn. And it's just, he's there all day. I've seen him. I come in and out today. He's there all day. He's not going anywhere there.
Okay.
So it's not like he had any pressing stuff going on today. We could have gone out of town. I'm not policing him. I can't force him. But so do the cards say, I don't know, what do the cards say?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I think that he's starting to lose some of his finesse. And he may not be showing it completely, but I get the feeling that it's starting to wear on him.
I think this relationship is not giving him what he really liked out of it as much as it used to.
Jim, you
well,
really
he could. Today.
He and that you shouldn't try to beat yourself for that.
He said today, toward the end of the day, he said, we're joined at the hip, and we're together, and we'll always be together. And, you know, so I don't.
Thank you. Well, just watch him, observe him, you know, and maybe seem a little bit tougher, you know, instead of wearing all your emotions on your sleeve.
I'll tell you one thing. You are not joined at the hip, wherever you're joined. You are not joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Well, my plan of action now is I'm just not going to be even available at all. I'm going to start filling up my dance card as I was. I don't know what the hell's going on. I have no clue. I mean, he's there with me all the time today. You know, when I was there, he's there. He's bumping into me, and he's making little jokes. And he had to come and fix my shower, and he was fixing it, and he was just like, you know, we really make a good team and blah, 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 blah.
Let me ask you, if you were not so attracted and involved with him emotionally, would all of these things be so monumentally important? Wouldn't it be a more carefree, casual, he's here, he's not here, that kind of thing?
If he was a big, fat tub of lard, but a nice guy?
Yeah. And would that matter?
Oh, I bet you that. She just answered it by laughing. Byron Coleman answered, folks. She just answered that by regression. My ass, indeed. She did indeed. If he was physically unattractive.
This morning I went to coffee by myself with my friends. I came back, you know, and then he came over to fix the shower. And this morning we were out at coffee together in our backyard. So it's not like we're leading a boring life, but, you know, I don't know.
Do you live in some place that's 500 years old? It sounds like he always needs shit fixed. I don't get it. He's always fixing shit. What's wrong with the place you live in? Why is shit always broke?
No. Okay, this is the thing. He's making the backyard into a desirable hangout, you know, putting stuff up. Like a door screen. And then we bought a thing that you can sit in that has
we
a screen in.
We
went in half on it. My shower thing faucet fell apart this morning, and so he was in there fixing it after I told him about it. And the place was built in the 60s, I guess. So, you know, it's constant. You have constant, even brand new houses, you have constant maintenance and stuff.
So you own this, and there's no people that would fix this if he wasn't around?
We rent. We're renters. This is a temporary place for me.
But if you rent, then the owners are responsible for fixing things, right?
No, we've had this discussion, Jimbo, you and I before.
Rent from the mafia, because every place I've rented from, they fix your shit.
No. You know what? I'm in a situation that I've never been in before. I lost someone after a couple of decades, so I had to take a temporary place. And this was my friend who's managing it. And in the lease, it says, you know, that you will do your own low-level maintenance stuff. And he does it. He loves to do it. So I don't argue with him. and then, you know, he works it out with them. I mean, the big
that's
the people.
Nice. I think, Jim, have a handyman right on the property. He works it out with the management.
But that's not his job as a handyman.
Well, how do we know?
It's her neighbor.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind. Is he there to be their official handyman? Is that why he lives there?
He's okay with it. He's friends with everybody. Everybody's
no, my answer
friends.
Is him. No, well, he's there to help her out because he's a neighbor.
Well, you want to know what I see before Jim gives you your angel card.
Oh, just
yeah,
trash.
Here's what it is. He is emotionally, maybe without even realizing it, he's bracing himself for the next big, what do you want to call it, throwdown argument-wise.
Significant event.
Yeah, when you're dealing with somebody that has emotions that are very, what's a word, good word for it, like very changeable, like you. You do have a lot. But I think you're a very wonderful, emotional, sensitive lady, you know. But he's like getting that suit of armor ready for the next bout.
That guy doesn't own a suit of armor.
Well, whatever he's got. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a pink leotard.
Oh, boy. I don't know. This is so hard.
Well, Sam, come on. It's almost worse than politics what's happening here. It's so confusing. Because in real politics, somebody's banging somebody, but it's not happening here. This is even like more confusing than real politics.
The relationship could be starting to meet the end. What did you say? It's the beginning of the end.
There's starting to be a slight departure, like.
Yeah, where you're going to want somebody more romantic and, physical in your life.
It's like when you go to one of those interstates and they're combined. This is I-6 and something else. And eventually they split back off and it's really slow, very slow and gradual, where the lanes start splitting off to go back to being their own path again. It's almost like that. It's not sudden, but there's signs.
Yeah.
And so, it's not a bad thing. It's one of those. It's the path it's meant to be. I mean, you can't change if it's that kind of a path.
Are you sure his friend is not counseling him on this?
The one in New York?
The guy that came down and grabbed your butt
box? Any of them.
Well, or his other friend. He has friends here, too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he simply shared what was going on. Yeah.
But I don't think he'd be influenced by his friends.
Well, I told him yesterday, we were talking about something, and I said, you know, I don't really cotton to your friend. I don't really, and he said, what? And that's his boyhood friend. And I said,
Oh, that's the one that came down.
I said, there's some people I don't care for, and I said, I'll always be kind and considerate. And then he, you know, we had a little bit of a 3-second going back and forth on it. But we ended up settling it. And I said, are we still going someplace? I said, I don't feel good about, I said, my feelings are hurt with you. And stuff that he said, he was giving me orders. He said, when he comes here, you be nice to him. I said, you don't give me orders. You don't talk to me like that. So that's, you know. He lashes out as much as I lash. I don't lash out. He lashes out. And I tell him, you can't talk to me like that.
It doesn't seem to work.
And then we ended up going out and we had a great day. It was wonderful. It was so much fun. I hated coming back because I thought, oh no, back to reality.
humans do not like reality. F reality. All right. Your Archangel Michael card says, take control of your thoughts. Your thoughts are creating your reality. You have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea.
Everybody should do that. You should always focus on what you truly desire, as long as it's not criminal, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Why don't you go tit for tat with him? When he says something that hurts you, Why don't you fling an arrow right back at
him? Oh, yes, indeed. There you go.
Yeah.
Domestic violence on the horizon.
Not domestic.
That's not all.
Exactly. Starts. You know, that's a friend of mine who said, do not, you know, that's funny because you must be picking up my friend. I was talking to her earlier about this, and she said, it sounds like what's going on here is tit for tat. She is the exact same friend. Isn't that funny? She said, do not do tit for tat with him. Who's going to do worse? Who's going to come back with something worse?
Right. Might not want to push those buttons, depending on the guy.
If he had that in his gut that he wanted to separate himself from me, because I did ask him, so is he trying to do that? You know, because I have to accept it. Would he be honest and tell me?
No, he's not going to be honest. He's going to find a way to let you down easy. That's what men do. That's what they do.
It's such a game.
Life is a game.
I'm not saying them two in general.
Yeah.
Relationships, there's so much game playing in a lot of them.
Not just her, everybody. I think we would start having excuses. I promised so-and-so I'm going to go over and, you know, build the outhouse or the outbuilding, I meant to say.
She might make her own excuses, too.
I thought if anyone was going to leave, it was going to be me first. I mean, don't we all want that?
It ain't over yet, is it?
When is the party?
What party?
There's a party.
Oh, God, you just reminded me. Oh, Jesus
what party?
Christ, help me.
Friday. Yeah.
Go to
the party.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go or you will always regret not going.
I will. You see me meeting someone? Please, God. Please, please, please.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
I suggested sit and have a nice conversation.
Oh, if you go to a party, you're going to meet somebody. You don't need cards to tell you that. Now, whether that's your eternal love flame or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
You just got to go.
Yes, and you could gush a little bit when you're being introduced. You could say, oh, my God, you look just like Sam Elliott. And, boy, oh, boy, I wouldn't turn Sam Elliott down.
You might not, but that dude might not like Sam Elliott, so be careful what you call him.
Men only see the compliment. You know, now she said, I can't think of anybody who...
Oh, so it's like some chick who said, God, you look like freaking Oliver Laurel or whatever, Laurel Hardy guy. It was, oh, that'd be great. You look like Abbott Costello. That's great. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God, you look like Kevin on The Office. That's not a compliment.
No.
You know, he talks about future plans between us. You know, he says, we're going to do this, we're going to do that,
Talk is cheap. Talk is very, very cheap.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost a dime to talk.
This has been my experience. People online, you want to cut me for this, you cut me, okay?
Oh, my God. They're going to cut him.
This is what I find with men.
Sylvester Stallone. They are rarely going to say,
hey, you know, it's over. I don't have those feelings anymore, blah, blah, blah. They're going to either make you so angry that you say, I'm done with you. Now get your shit and get out of here.
I think both parties
don't
want to be a bad guy, so they want to make the other person want to leave them, right?
Yes.
I think women do it too, but guys are famous for it.
Them to suddenly be so busy. He's picked up a side job.
I think it's the same thing, but different way of doing it. The same thing is they want to make you get fed up, and I want to end it. I'm tired of you. That's their dream.
Yeah.
When the one person is done with the other, they're like, you know what? I'll just change the parameters, make them so pissed off and unhappy that they'll say, you know what? I'm going to end it with you. And they'll be like, okay, if that's what you want. Even if that's what they wanted.
I think that's the way they go. And the one thing that disappointed me
classic.
About my late husband is when he was telling me the history of his 22-year marriage to his first wife, he said, well, the way I got out of there is I just made her life so miserable, made her so unhappy and angry that she couldn't wait to get away. And I thought, ooh, that's really cowardly.
And usually women are really good at doing that. Yeah. In the marriage couple, they live together. So usually the women are the experts at being able to do that if you live under the same roof, not the guy.
You know what, Joanne?
But, hey, it is
I
what
wouldn't
it is.
Throw Dwight out of bed either. There's a hidden sexuality with that man on The Office. Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh, Dwight.
Yeah. Dwight.
The guy with a giant head.
Oh, yeah.
He's not, but there's something about
it. Which head?
And no wonder that.
Well,
there's
only one head they show on TV now.
Yes, but that little shit, what was her name that he was?
Angela.
Angela admitted he was well endowed. She told, come on, people,
How the hell would she know?
Angela was banging him the whole time. Angela and Dwight had a thing.
You're talking the fictional character. We're not talking the actual human that you want to go. You just meshed the worlds together. She just all says, well, Angela, the actor, said that Dwight, the actor, was like, well, wait a second. They're two people that never actually banged in real life.
You know what? Here's the thing. When a man's in a suit or he's if he's wearing like, what do they call those, like basketball pants, shorts, you can see it. You can see what they got. It's like when we women wear yoga pants.
Just to let you guys know, Deb hasn't watched basketball for 40 years. They don't wear those shorts anymore. They were the big, giant, the guy could have an elephant dick in those shorts they wear now in basketball. They wouldn't know. She's thinking the ones they wore in the 70s, really tight tennis shorts. Basketball players haven't worn those shorts for 40 years.
I do have to tell you, if any of you saw the movie Gone Girl with Ben Affleck, and I forget who the girl was, psycho bitch from hell. He got in the shower, and I was shocked because he had full frontal nudity. I was shocked. He's packing some meat there. And for some reason, I never thought he would.
What are we talking about? We have 3 minutes left in the show.
Joanne has 20 pairs of yoga pants. You know what they're looking for, don't you? Tell us, Jim, what are you looking for?
They are basically like spray paint on your naked body.
And?
That's what yoga pants are good. No, I'm just saying in general, we're going to see every curve and orifice in your body when you wear yoga pants, including the vagina.
The vagina.
All right, we got to go, Deb.
Right.
We are literally
down to
less than 3 minutes.
Helen and everybody, we'll get to you. We're just sorry.
You know what? It's a free show.
Well, Deb, I hope you're feeling better. I hope you're feeling better, Deb. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. I am better. And,
remember, you know, like, don't put anything in her mouth. You know, she might.
I might break it.
All right, we'll talk. Now,
you
don't know what will be on next. It'll be soon. But, all right, Lisa, thank you for holding. She held for like an hour and a half at least.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. We won't be here tomorrow night.
She's back on mute. As far as you know,
we will be here
Thursday.
Thursday?
Yep, Helen's still here.
Thursday.
Okay, we got to start with the blog talkers first. Ready?
Right.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you actually ready?
Let me turn it down. I'm ready.
What's life?
You're right.
And 4 p.m.
Pacific.
Right, because people listening that aren't calling in.
Right. Second
Love
Doctor Show.
I know. Speaks truth. Your dad.